So he prayed, and Athena heard his prayer, but would not yet appear to him undisguised. She stood in awe of her father's brother, Lord of the Sea, who still seethed on, still churning with rage against the great Odysseus, till he reached his native land. Book 7. Phaeacia's Halls and Gardens. Now as Odysseus, long an exile, prayed in Athena's grove, the hardy mule team drew the princess toward the city. Reaching her father's splendid halls, she reined in just at the gates, her brothers clustering round her, men like gods, released the mules from the yoke and brought the clothes indoors, as Nausicaa made her way toward her bedroom. There her chambermaid lit a fire for her. Eurymedusa, the old woman who'd come from Epirea years ago when the rolling ships had sailed her in and the country picked her out as King Alcinous's prize, for he ruled all the Phaeacians, they obeyed him like a god. Once she had nursed the white-armed princess in the palace, now she lit a fire and made her supper in the room. At the same time Odysseus set off toward the city. Pallas Athena, harbouring kindness for the hero, drifted a heavy mist around him, shielding him from any swaggering islander who'd cross his path, provoke him with taunts, and search out who he was. Instead, as he was about to enter the welcome city, the bright-eyed goddess herself came up to greet him there, for all the world like a young girl holding a pitcher, standing face to face with the visitor, who asked, "Little girl, now wouldn't you be my guide to the palace of the one they called Alcinous, the king who rules the people of these parts? I am a stranger, you see, weighed down with troubles, come this way from a distant, far-off shore, so I know no one here, none at all in your city and the farmlands round about." "Oh, yes, sir. Good old stranger," the bright-eyed goddess said. "I'll show you the very palace that you're after. The king lives right beside my noble father. Come, quietly too, and I will lead the way. Now, not a glance at anyone, not a question. The men here never suffer strangers gladly, have no love for hosting a man from foreign lands. All they really trust are the fast-flying ships that cross the mighty ocean, gifts of Poseidon. What ships they are, quick as a bird, quick as a darting thought." And Pallas Athena sped away in the lead as he followed in her footsteps, man and goddess. But the famed Phaeacian sailors never saw him, right in their midst, striding down their streets. Athena, the one with lovely braids, would not permit it. The awesome goddess poured an enchanted mist around him, harbouring kindness for Odysseus in her heart. And he marvelled now at the balanced ships and havens, the meeting grounds of the great lords and the long ramparts looming, coped and crowned with palisades of stakes, an amazing sight to see. And once they reached the king's resplendent halls, the bright-eyed goddess cried out, "Good old stranger, here's the very palace that you're after. I've pointed you all the way. Here you'll find our princes, dear to the gods, busy feasting. You go on inside. Be bold, nothing to fear. In every venture the bold man comes off best, even the wanderer bound from distant shores. The queen is the first you light on in the halls. Arete, she is called, and earns the name. She answers all our prayers. She comes, in fact, from the same stock that bred our king Alcinous. First came Nausithous, son of the earthquake god Poseidon and Peribea, the lovely matchless beauty, the youngest daughter of iron-willed Eurymedon, king of the overweening giants years ago. He led that reckless clan to its own ruin, killed himself in the bargain, but the sea lord lay in love with Peribea, and she produced a son, Nausithous, that lion-heart who ruled Phaeacia well. Now, Nausithous had two sons, Rhexenor and Alcinous, but the lord of the silver bow, Apollo, shot Rhexenor down. Married, true, yet still without a son in the halls, he left one child behind, a daughter named Arete. Alcinous made the girl his wife, and honours her as no woman is honoured on this earth, of all the wives now keeping households under their husband's sway. Such is her pride of place, and always will be so. Dear to her loving children, to Alcinous himself and all our people, they gaze on her as a god, saluting her warmly on her walks through town. She lacks nothing in good sense and judgment. She can dissolve quarrels even among men. Whoever wins her sympathies. If only our queen will take you to her heart, then there's hope that you will see your loved ones, reach your high-roofed house,